This is the Palestra in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Umar Bhalla will jump it up against Yannick Konen-Niederhauser. He's 7 foot, a junior. Umar is also a 7-footer, but it is Konen-Niederhauser who gets the tip. We're going to call him Niederhauser for the rest of this ball game. Here's the pass outside. It goes in the hands of Zach Hicks. They work it outside now with the basketball. Down low is Freddie DeLeon on the right side. He is trying to drive it into the lane and gets the ball knocked back outside. It comes to Ace Baldwin. Baldwin now on the left wing. Lobs it down low. Inside, nice feed to Puff Johnson, and he scores an easy two with a left hand. So Penn State takes the early lead. They put the pressure on. Ace Baldwin will guard Miles Rice right up the floor. And Miles gets it across the timeline against Baldwin. Works it, bounces it over to Trey Galloway. Galloway on the left perimeter. Galloway looks, dribbles it once, gives to Umar. Umar turns around, tries to back down. Niederhauser inside, throws it back out to Rice. Rice now slides to the left, forces it outside to Galloway, dumps it into Bhalla. Bhalla turns around on Konen-Niederhauser and knocks in a hook shot.
A little jump hook with the right hand. He has been so good with that move all season long.
Indiana ties it at two. Here's Baldwin. Goody. He's going to be called for a quick foul here. So Luke Goody picks up his first of the ball game. He didn't like the calls that Rutgers, the officials in the Rutgers game, gave him. No, he was upset with all of them.
He thought they were picking on him. And at one point, I thought they were. I mean, there was some touch fouls there in that game. We were not very happy with the officiating.
Baldwin circles to the right side. Down low, lobs it in to Niederhauser inside. Couldn't work it. Still trying to back down Baldwin now. Turns around, puts up a right-hand hook, and he lays it in. So Niederhauser comes right back with Penn State. So the two bigs have each scored 2 points in this contest, but it's 4-2 Penn State. Miles Rice with the basketball on the right corner, just across the timeline. On the slow dribble, trying to work his way in. Throws it into Mackenzie Abaco for a quick jump shot. Rims in and out, and back down the rebound is Freddie DeLeon, who brings it up for Penn State. DeLeon gives it off to Baldwin. Baldwin fakes the three. Got away with a travel there. Now, Baldwin tries to work it inside, into the lane, throws up a jumper, and hit.
Can't allow dribble penetration right to the middle of the lane. That time, too easy for Baldwin to get about 10 feet from the basket.
And the inbound comes to Miles Rice. Rice turns around, and he'll drive it up the floor against Baldwin. Now double team comes. He pitches out to Galloway. He gets it over to Baldwin, or Rice, rather, across the timeline. Rice now with the basketball. Bounces to Baldwin. Baldwin hands it over to Trey Galloway on the right wing. Lobs it in the corner. Mbako for a three. Missed it. Rebound. Goody got it. Fakes, puts it back up with a left hand. Scores, and a foul.
That weak side offensive rebound. Luke Goody, he's a guy that crashes each and every possession. That was a great job. And what you and I talked about, Don, man-to-man or zone, you got to crash the glass. And that time, Luke Goody comes away with the offensive board for Indiana. Chance at a three-point play.
It is 6-4, and Goody has a chance to pull this within 1 point if he knocks down the free one. He's been hitting free throws at a rapid rate this year. 94% of his shots go down at the line. And Konen-Niederhauser heads to the sideline for a rest here. Miles Goodman replaces him, and the free throw is up and in. And Luke Goody has his third point of the game. Indiana down just one, 6-5. Here in the early going, Baldwin will bring it up. Baldwin across the timeline, takes it to the right side. Now works against Trey Galloway for a three, misses it, and the rebound comes to Baldwin. Baldwin clears it over to Rice. Rice pushes it up in a hurry, drives it down into the lane, scoops it up, lost the handle, out of bounds, and the ball will belong to Penn State.
I don't mind that. I think every once in a while, that's what you've got to do. You've got to push the ball after a missed shot. I thought Miles made a really nice move there. Ball just slipped out of his hands.
Puff Johnson inbounds to Baldwin, and Baldwin will bring it up for Penn State. And Galloway is on him. Baldwin gets it across the timeline, takes it to the top, into the lane he goes, throws up a left-hander, it won't go down. Rebound is knocked out of bounds by Indiana, and it'll belong to Penn State underneath their own basket. 16:57 on the clock here in the first half of play. Indiana down 6-5. Penn State basketball underneath their own hoop, and Baldwin will inbound. Baldwin fakes it and then throws it in. Comes to DeLeon. DeLeon on the dribble on the right perimeter. He drives it down inside. Throws it back out to Johnson. Off Johnson, or rather Goodman, rather. Gets it into Baldwin, and a nice give and go And Baldwin able to get it in, his fourth point of the game.
Back the other way in a hurry. Galloway down low to Ballo, and he slams it.
Umar Ballo gets his fourth point. Indiana pushing the ball as well.
Both teams now battling here early on the go. 8-7 score. Penn State on top by one. Hicks to the left side. Gives it out to Puff Johnson. Now feeds it off to DeLeon. DeLeon, one dribble, two. And still on the move. Tries to work on Rice. Tried to take it inside. Couldn't get past him. And DeLeon gives it out to Baldwin. Baldwin now hangs on to it. Works on Rice. Shot clock's getting down to 3-2. Throws it inside. And shot clock violation. Great job by Indiana defensively.
And just a really good possession from Miles Rice there defensively. Just sliding his feet, cutting off the dribble penetration. Then at the very end, switching off to the roll man. Just a really good job from Miles Rice. He's done some nice things for Indiana here early.
Rice gets the inbound. He'll bring it up. No pressure this time by Penn State. Rice gets it across the timeline. Miles with the basketball. Indiana can take the lead with a bucket here. Pass comes out to Goody. Takes it to the right side on the wing. Cut off by Johnson. Throws it out. Back to Rice. And Rice now dribbles to the right side once again. Tries to work. Fakes. Throws it out to Goody. And the quarter comes to Mbako for three. And this one will go down. Rebound. Umar Ballo knocked away into the hands of Mbako. Fires up another three. Rims it around and hits it. And Mackenzie Mbako knocks down a three-pointer there. Great second opportunity for Indiana. And they take the lead 10-8. Baldwin across the timeline. Baldwin slides it to the left side. Two players hit the deck down low. And now the ball inside. Throw it up and a nice shot by Miles Goodman, a freshman who has played very little this year. In fact, his first game was against Northwestern for 8 or 9 minutes. Here's Rice on the other end. Throws it out to Goody for a three try. Yes! And Luke Goody gets his sixth point of the ball game, his first three of the contest. 13-10, Indiana. Now, DeLeon and scrambling. There's a fight for the ball on the floor. And jump ball call.
Again, Miles Rice all over the basketball. Taking away dribble penetration. Got a hand on that ball and ties it up. Jump ball. Possession's going to go to Indiana here out of the timeout.
And Rice in there battling. So is Goody on top of that. We got a television timeout with 14:52 on the clock. Indiana will have the ball when we return. And the score reads, Hoosiers on top right now, 13-10. Back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield. So the Hoosiers right now send out the same five. Nope, take it back. Umar Ballo is getting a quick blow here as Langdon Hatton comes in to replace him. And new face in the ball game for Penn State is Nick Kern, Jr., and also in is DeMarco Dunn. So those two guys are in the ball game as well, along with Baldwin. Niederhauser is back in there, and Hicks. Now, ball in the hands of Rice. He gives it out to Trey Galloway on the left perimeter. He dribbles to the top. And now looks inside, throws it back to Rice. Rice now trying to take it to the left baseline, but couldn't get there. Bounces it down low to Hatton. He gives it back to Rice, and it's stolen away. Ball taken out of there by Nick Kern. Brings it up quickly. Drives it to the right baseline. Down low. Throws up a hook shot. Won't go. Rebound fought for. And finally taken out of there. And Luke Goody's going to get called for a foul here. And that'll be his second. So they're going to probably have to sit him. So that'll be the second foul on Goody. And that's going to bring Anthony Leal off the bench for IU. Leal checks in for Goody with two personals here early. Ball will belong to Penn State underneath their own basket. Ace Baldwin will trigger the inbound. And Baldwin looks. Still hasn't. Now he gets it into Zach Hicks. Drives in, throws up a shot, and knocks it down. Hicks with a nice drive and a powerful finish. And Leo inbounds for Indiana to Trey Galloway, and they relinquish the pressure pretty quickly. Galloway gets it across the timeline. Trey jumps it over to Langdon Hatton. Hatton holds on to it. Hands it off. Into the hands. It'll go to Rice. Down low. Pass goes to Leal. Drives across the key. Gives it out to Mbako. He goes baseline left. Pulls up. Fadeaway shot. Good. And Mackenzie Mbako's got his fifth point. Indiana playing well offensively at this point, 15-12. Here is Kern with the basketball. Drives it down low. Whistle blows. Going to be a foul on Mbako, and that'll be his first.
Yeah, Nick Kern off the bench for Penn State. We saw it all year last year. He wants to get to the rim, not only with the ball in his hands, but he's going to be very aggressive attacking the offensive glass. He's just Mr. Energy for Penn State. That time he was able to turn the corner and draw the foul on Mbako.
Ball will inbound. Looks, now lobs it in. It comes to Hicks. Hicks drives it to the top, gives it over to Dunn on the right perimeter. Then back outside to Hicks. Hicks takes it to the left wing. Nice bounce past the ball with, throws it up, missed it. Rebound fought for, and Niederhauser comes away with it. Now he throws it outside to Kern. Kern with the basketball, slides it into the lane. Nice speed move, and he puts it up and in with a little jump hook. And Nick Kern's got his first two. Now it's 15-14, Indiana by a point. Bryson Tucker is in the game for IU, too. Now here's Rice. Throws it over to Leo. Down on the right side to Tucker for a three try. Missed it. Off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes up the floor to Penn State. Now with the basketball, DeMarco Dunn. Dunn gives it off. No, it's stolen away, but Nieder up, tipped twice by Rice. Two great plays by Miles Rice to get deflections on both of them. But he couldn't quite save it from going out of bounds.
That first one, if he comes away with that ball, it's an easy two for Indiana. There was nobody back for Penn State. Miles Rice, again, just being really active right now at the defensive end.
Inbound comes from Baldwin down inside to Dunn, and he misses the jump shot. Umar Ballo back in for Indiana. He able to get the ball on the rebound. Gives it to Leo. Now to Rice. Rice out between the circles. And now drives it to the right side. Pulls up. Bounces it down low to Ballo. Ballo inside. Puts up a jump hook. But this side misses off the glass. And back the other way comes Penn State on the attack. Kern with the basketball. Kern on the left wing. Takes it to the top. Leo on him. Goes out to Dunn for a three try. Misses and rebound. Tip. Ballo's got it again. Ballo gives to Leo. He forces it up the floor. Bounces down in the corner to Mbako. McKenzie dribbles it back out to the wing. Then lobs it into Umar. Umar puts it up. Scores. And no hope. They thought there was going to be a charge maybe. But nope. And Indiana gets a beautiful shot from Umar Ballo for his 6 point. Ballo playing very well here early. There's a ball almost taken away. And now Kern comes up with it. It should be a jump ball call, but the possession turn will go to Penn State.
Yeah, Kern tried a little spin move on the baseline. Indiana was there. Again, it's just fighting defensively. Now, you're not getting all the stops you want, but the effort is there right now for Indiana on the road. One of the reasons they're out to a three-point lead here just under the 12-minute mark.
And we have timeout on the floor, 11:57 on the clock. Indiana right now with the lead. It's 17-14. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield. Indiana's got to bring Goodman back in the ballgame and give Yannick Cohn and Niederhauser another blow. Ballo stays in for IU. And the inbound pass will come from Baldwin underneath the Penn State basket. The bounce pass comes down low. A little jump shot up and good by Puff Johnson. And Puff Johnson continues to be a factor for this Penn State ball club. He's got 4 points thus far. And Kaylin Carlisle's checked in for IU. Gets it down low to Ballo, but his shot's blocked out of bounds by Puff Johnson. It will belong to Indiana under the Hoosier basket.
He got Ballo the ball 2 feet from the rim, though. That seal off by Ballo. He's one of the best in the business at using that big body, kind of sealing off the defender. And Indiana's looking for him, that lob over the top.
Inbound will take place with Mbako throwing it in for IU. Looks, gets it in to Kaden Carlisle, who brings it out and jumps it back to Umar. Umar down low, forces his way underneath. The whistle blows and we draw a foul. And Umar will go to the free throw line, it looks like.
That time got him the ball on the pick and roll. Kaden Carlisle delivers the basketball at the perfect time. Good things are going to happen. You get Ballo the ball that close to the rim. He just uses that big body to move the defender out of the way and gets to the free throw line.
Ballo with 6 points so far. 56% free throw shooter, so you're always looking for at least one out of two, and you're not going to get the one on the first shot there. He gets one more. Looks like McKenzie Mbako sits down for a rest here. Galloway comes in. We've got Galloway, Tucker, Carlisle, Ballo. And Umar Ballo in the ballgame right now, so a very small Indiana lineup. Umar's second shot on its way, and it is good. Nice soft touch, and Umar Ballo gets one out of two. He's got his 7 point. Indiana's on top 18-16. Up the floor, Baldwin across the timeline. Baldwin starts it to the left. pulls up, fakes the three, gives to Johnson. He flips it back out to Kern. Kern now slides to the left, driving it down to the baseline. Fell down, threw it away, and Anthony Leal up the floor. He throws it away into the hands of Dunn. Back down the floor, they find Kern, then Baldwin. Baldwin fires a three, misses. Rebound put back up and in, and Miles Goodman, the freshman, gets his fourth point. So Indiana, things slow down here to get some perspiration off the floor. It's tied up at 18-0.
Yeah, that's a live ball turnover there by Leal. And you saw it right there how quickly Penn State looks to score after you turn the basketball over. That's what we talked about in the pregame, is Indiana has got to make sure they take care of the basketball and not give those easy opportunities to the Nittany Lions.
Galloway tries to float it up the floor against Kern's pressure. He's able to get it across the timeline to Caden Carlisle. Carlisle throws to Anthony Leal. Leal takes it right, gives to Tucker, then back outside to Carlisle. Carlisle slides left. And he tried to pass the ball to Baldo, but it was batted out of bounds. Goodman got the last touch on it. That's a 6'11 guy. I'm trying to throw it over the top of it. It's pretty tough to do. Inbound will come from Trey Galloway. Fires it in to Caden Carlisle. Carlisle between the circles on the dribble. Carlisle dumps it down low to Umar Baldo. Baldo trying to back his way in. Puts up another jump hook. This time it's a lob, about a 15-footer. Actually about a 12-footer. He couldn't get it down. And back the other way comes Penn State. Baldwin with it, fires it right side to Kern. Kern on the wing, down to the baseline, then back outside he comes to Dunn. Fires it over to Baldwin, down low and a give and go again. And this time, Puff Johnson continues his really good play here early with his 6 point. And Caden Carlisle just kicked it out of bounds, and Indiana turns it over. So the Hoosiers struggling a little bit here all of a sudden. It's 20-18 Penn State, and they'll have the basketball and the chance to increase the lead.
Yeah, this lineup right now, the last few possessions, really struggling to get good looks here offensively in the half court sets. They got three bench guys in the game right now, and one of the keys to the game here is how well does the bench play.
Here is Dunn, gets it outside to Puff Johnson. He finds Kern on the left side. Kern on the perimeter gives to Baldwin. Baldwin slides it back to the right, still on the dribble, bounces it down low. Another easy feed inside for Kern, and he slams it home for his 4 point. All of a sudden, Penn State has taken a 4 point lead. And back up the court comes Trey Galloway. I'll tell you, this place is so small, you got fans sitting right behind you, literally 3 feet away. Here is Umar Baldo. Outside it comes to Galloway. Galloway stops, holds, gives it off to Tucker. Tucker goes to Baldo. Baldo turns around. Nice feed to Tucker, and he slams it home. Indiana gets another good look from Umar Baldo with the assist. And the Hoosiers back within two at 22-20. Now Puff Johnson gets it outside to Dunn. Dunn between the circles gives it over to Baldwin on the right perimeter. He dribbles it back to the top. Throws the pass left side to Johnson. Johnson dribbles it back to the top of the key. Then tries to penetrate. Can't do it. Throws it out to Dunn. Three-pointer on the way. Rims it no good. Rebound to Bryson Tucker. Tucker brings it up for Indiana. Tucker across the timeline on the dribble. Bryson stops, throws it left to Leal. Anthony in the corner to Carlisle. Back out to Leal. He finds Galloway. Galloway looks for a screen. Can't get away from Baldwin. Throws it down in the hands of Leal. Leal fakes, drives it down inside. Throws it outside to Tucker for a three try. This time, no. Tipped out, however, and Galloway tracks it down for Indiana. Trey throws it outside to Carlisle. He puts up a three. Misses. And the rebound taken by Kern for Penn State. Back down the floor, the Nittany Lions on the attack. Ace Baldwin with the ball. Baldwin takes it top of the key. Throws it over to Kern. Drives it in the lane. Throws it up. Won't go. Rebound. Tucker for Indiana. Bryson Tucker. Being active out there. Gets it down the floor in a hurry. Tucker, left side pass to Carlisle. Down low to Baldo. Baldo now against Niederhauser. Trying to back him down. Can't quite get it done. Throws it outside to Carlisle. Then back to Umar. Down inside. Turns. And he gets hammered. And the foul call is going to go against Ace Baldwin. So Baldwin picks up his first foul of the ball game. And we're going to have timeout with 8 minutes exactly on the clock here. A very fast-paced, tough ball game so far. These two ball clubs going at each other tough. And right now it's Penn State with a 2-point lead, 22-20, with 8 minutes to go in the half. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
defensively, Indiana's going to have to try to find a way here, Don, to protect the rim just a little bit better. I mean, Penn State has 22 points here in this ball game. All 22 points have been inside the paint. Indiana's not letting them hit any jump shots, but it has been way too easy for the Nittany Lions to get point-blank looks. Nick Kern's gotten a couple. The big kid, Niederhauser's gotten a couple early. I mean, Penn State is running their stuff. They're getting back cuts. They're getting drives to the basket. Somehow Indiana's got to take away that, you know, points in the paint looks that they're getting. Force Penn State to make tough shots over your hand. But right now, both offenses still looking really good. Indiana's just under 50%. Penn State's 55% here early in this ballgame.
Neither team has gotten any real foul trouble, although Luke Goody already has sat down on the bench with two personals in his situation. So he's the one guy that Indiana has not gotten out there. But it's giving Bryson Tucker more of a look here in this early going, and he's played pretty well.
No, I agree. Tucker has come in, and he's made a difference.
Here is Trey Galloway, lobs it into Anthony Leal. Leal tracks it down. Freddie DeLeon's back on for Penn State. The pass comes over to Baldo. Baldo gives it out to Galloway. Galloway back to Baldo down low, puts it up with the left hand, and they block it away. A great block that time by Niederhauser. Back the other way comes Ace Baldwin for Penn State. Baldwin takes it to the left side, pulls up, throws it out to DeLeon. DeLeon now holds and goes right back to Baldwin. Baldwin on the dribble. Directs a little traffic, feeds it over to Hicks. Hicks feeds it back outside to Johnson, now to Baldwin again. Baldwin takes it to the right side, forces up a shot, a whistle blows. And offensive foul is going to be called against Penn State.
Oh, that's against Baldwin, I believe. That'll be two.
That's two on him.
This crowd does not like it at all. Baldwin doesn't like it. But Anthony Leal, he stayed right on Baldwin's hip. And Baldwin got called for hooking Anthony Leal to try to draw the foul. That was good defense by Leal.
So Anthony will inbound. And they send in the new face, Javon Carter, a freshman, a 6'3 freshman from Alcoa, Tennessee, to take over. And now here is Carlisle throwing to Trey Galloway. Galloway drives it into the lane, pulls up, little runner, got it. And Trey Galloway gets his first two. Indiana ties the ball game at 22-all. Down across the timeline, once again, this is Carter. Gives it up, throws it outside. They've got it to Niederhauser, then to DeLeon. DeLeon back out to Carter, between the circles, trying to work it to the right side. Now Carter brings it back left with a pass to Zach Hicks. Hicks back in the ballgame, gives it back outside to Niederhauser. Now to Carter, top of the key. Carter drives right side, scoop shot, good, and a foul. A nice play on Javon Carter, and he was fouled by Caden Carlisle for his first of the afternoon.
Indiana's competing, but again, too easy for Penn State. A little runner about 5 feet from the basket. More points in the paint here for the Nittany Lions.
Yeah, they continue to penetrate and get inside for easy buckets.
Yeah, it's all, I mean, they're contested, but it's all right around the rim. And defensively, you've got to find some way to kind of limit that penetration. Because Penn State, they've just been driving to the basket. And, you know, all five guys right now being ultra aggressive.
So Carter goes to the free throw line. Eyes the attempt. It's on its way. It's good. He's got 3 points. And this freshman makes a dent for Penn State. They now lead it by three, 25-22. Miles Rice back in for IU. He'll bring it up. Rice guarded by DeLeon. Gets it across the timeline, drives it down all the way to the hole, scoops to the right hand, missed it. Rebound fought for, and there's going to be a foul called against Penn State, I believe. And I think it's on Zach Hicks. And Hicks is really upset about the call. Rhodes is really jawed with the official about it over there. Hicks picks up his first foul in the ball game. It's going to put Umar Baldo at the free throw line. Rhodes really jawing with the official, but not going to change anything. And Baldo goes to the line. Umar, 7 points to his credit here early. He's the leading scorer for IU and make it eight as he hits his second free throw of the day out of three attempts.
Now Mike Rhodes is really working the officials right now. He wasn't happy about that Ace Baldwin foul. He was not happy about that Hicks foul. He's just angry.
And Umar with one more shot coming. He could draw Indiana within a point. Eyes number two, puts it up there and missed it short. The rebound taken by Niederhauser. He clears the rebound for Penn State, gives to DeLeo, who drives it down low, throws up a little shot and knocks it in. Man, everything they're doing is right there in the paint. 27-23, four-point lead for Penn State. Rice with the basketball. Gets it across the timeline. Rice takes it left side to Galloway. Galloway holds on the perimeter. Trey throws it outside to Carlisle. Carlisle drives inside, throws it inside to Leo. Back out to Galloway. He gets it into Ballo down low. Turns around, puts up a hook shot and hits it. Umar Ballo's got his 10th point. I'm telling you, I've seen Umar really get more aggressive with his hook shots and those kinds of plays in the last couple of ball games than we've seen all year. Now, here is Hicks. Hicks dribbles it to the top. Throws it left side to De Leon for a three try. He missed. Rebound taken out of there by Umar. Back down the floor comes Galloway. Trey with a basketball. Works it to the left side. Comes back. Oh, inside the ball, though, and he gets fouled by Hicks again. He almost got knocked to the floor this time. Umar going back to the free throw line, it looks like.
Yeah, I love the energy that Ballo's playing with right now, and Indiana's looking for him. Off those pick and rolls, they're swinging the basketball, but they're keeping their eyes up, and Ballo's flashing right to the open spot, and Indiana's delivering the basketball right to him at the perfect time. Ballo's playing with a ton of energy right now. You got to continue to feed the big man.
Goody and Mbako are back in the ballgame for IU. Here's the inbound from Galloway. He feeds it to Luke Goody. Goody with two fouls. Got to be careful here. Trey Galloway lobs it away. It comes into the hands of Ballo. Ballo feeds it over to Miles Rice. Rice drives it into the lane. Throws it underneath to Ballo. He gets fouled again. And Puff Johnson, I think, is called for this one.
A big-time decision there by Miles Rice. Took the ball to the basket, waited all the way until the very last second, Don. Got the defense to slide over, try to block the shot, then a little scoop pass underneath the rim to Ballo. That's another great example of unselfish play, sharing the basketball. It could have been a forced shot over the defense, but it wasn't. It was that extra pass to Ballo right underneath the rim.
So Umar with 10 first-half points already, going to the free throw line for the third time today. He's 2 of 4, trying to make this one down, and he got it. And Umar's got 11. 3 of 5 at this juncture in the contest for him at the line. Umar will have one more shot. And I don't think there are any changes this time for Penn State. Kern's back in the ballgame, so there is one. So he's back in. Hicks is on the bench. Second shot up and good. And Umar hit both of them. Nothing been done on either one. 12 points for him. Hoosiers are right back in it. 27 all ball game. Here is Niederhauser. Gives it out front to Johnson. Johnson bounces it to Niederhauser. Niederhauser works down low. Lost the handle. Picked up by Goody on the steal. Here comes Indiana. Miles Rice with the ball. Dumps it into Umar. Lost the handle. Got it back. Bangs inside. Fakes. Fakes again. Puts it up. Missed it. Lil Goody with the rebound. Gives to Galloway in the corner for three. Off the mark. No good. And the rebound comes to Kern. Boy, Indiana could have... That would have brought the house down, Indiana fan-wise. Back outside. Here is Carter with it. Jarvis Carter. He fell down. He flips it over to Kern. This floor may be a little slick out there. Kern with the basketball. Throws it over in the hands of DeLeon. DeLeon on the left perimeter. Holds on to it. Looks, and hanging on to it forever. Now DeLeon will back up for a three try. Way short. Rebound taken by Umar. Ballo down the floor to Miles Rice. Rice forces it all the way into the lane. Kicks in the corner. Back outside to Mbako. He pulls up and he's called for traveling. Took a extra half step and the Indiana Hoosiers turn it over. So not good there. Indiana is tied with Penn State at 27-all. Langdon Hatton is about to check in and give Umar a well-deserved rest, I believe. Yep, Umar's going to sit down here, but he is playing his rear end off here early. 12 points for him in the ball game. Easily Indiana's leading scorer. Goody's got 6, and he just came back in. So back down the floor. This is, again, Javon Carter with the basketball. Carter fires it over to DeMarco Dunn, who's back in for Penn State. Now to Kern. Kern fires it right side to Carter for a long three. He rimmed it no good. Langdon Hatton pulls out the rebound. He clears away to Trey Galloway. Gallo gets it across the timeline, slides it to the right, throws it left to Miles Rice. Rice takes it outside to Luke Goody. Goody turns, weaves it out front to Mbako, then he weaves it right back over to Galloway. Galloway trying to drive right, throws it cross court, skip pass to Luke Goody for a three. Off the rim, no good, and Carter tracks down the rebound for Penn State. Back the other way, Javon Carter with a ball. Top of the key pass goes to Kern on the right side. Back out it comes to Tuff Johnson. Johnson now tries to drive on Mbako down low. A whistle blows, and I think Miles Rice is going to be called for a foul. The foul, that will be his first of the game.
Yeah, both these offenses have come back down to earth just a bit. No points for Penn State the last 3 minutes. No field goals for Indiana here the last 2 minutes and 40 seconds. These defenses are starting to buckle down just a bit.
3:22 left here in the first half of this ball game at Indiana. And Penn State are tied at 27. Back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Well, Indiana's gotten great contributions from Balo. He's been kind of the star of the game. Miles Rice has played well, creating opportunities for teammates. But offensively, Don, Indiana, I believe, has missed their last 5 3-point attempts. And that's going to be crucial here moving forward. And Indiana knocked down the threes on the road consistently enough to compete for a Big Ten championship. They're getting the looks. Skip passes are there. Kickouts are there. At the end of the day, sometimes you got to knock down a three. And right now, offensively, Indiana is struggling to make the three. 2 of 9 here to start this ballgame from downtown.
I'd like to see Miles Rice take maybe a couple more three opportunities. He's been trying to drive the ball inside and then kick it out, which has been effective at times, but nobody's been able to hit those shots that he feeds them to. So right now they need him to maybe take a shot or two because he's a good shooter. Right now the ball belongs to Penn State. Kern will inbound at the Penn State half court, and the inbound pass comes to Javon Carter. He lets it go in the backcourt. He'll bring it across the line and dribbles it out between the circles. Gives to Puff Johnson. Left side dribble to Kern. And then Kern drives it right, pulls up, throws it out to DeMarco Dunn. Dunn clears it back to Carter. Carter on the dribble, fires it back to Dunn on the right perimeter, drives it down low, throws it up, won't go on the rebound. Langdon Hatton for Indiana. He clears to Miles Rice. Rice brings it up, gets it across the timeline, slows it, gives to Trey Galloway. Galloway dribbles it one time. Oh, now here is offensive foul called on Trey Galloway. Wow. Those two guys ran into each other and Kern hit the deck, but I'm not kidding you.
Yeah, it's a terrible call.
That's a no call, is it not?
Well, no, the defense ran right into Galloway as he's trying to hand off the ball. I think that's a foul on Penn State defensively. Coach Woodson's not happy with it. Galloway was shocked that they called it on him. I just don't like the call at all.
First foul on Trey. Here is Puff Johnson, gives it to Kern. Kern drives it to the left, gives it to Jarvis or to Carter. Javon Carter goes it back to Puff Johnson for a three try. He missed, and Umar Balo back in the ball game, pulls down the rebound. This guy is all over the floor for Indiana. Now Rice with the basketball, slides it into the lane, kicks it out to Mbako for a three. Off the rim, no. Tipped out to Goody. Goody fires a three. Off the rim, no good. Two in a row, and Indiana all of a sudden can't find the three-point line again. Here is Dunn on a drive into the lane, throws it outside to Johnson. Now off to Kern. He goes right to Carter. Carter kicks it in the corner. They get it down and low. They threw it away. DeMarco Dunn made a bad pass there. Goody came up with it. Down the floor comes to Galloway. Galloway gives up the dribble, lobs it into Balo, and he slams it home again. Umar with his 14th point in the first half. And Umar Balo has been the key for Indiana thus far. Indiana up 2, 29-27. Here is Carter. Top of the key, works to the right, drives it in low, throws up a runner, won't go, rebound batted out of bounds, Indiana basketball.
Now, Penn State's really struggling right now offensively. Without Ace Baldwin Jr., without Hicks, their best three-point shooter in the game, they just not getting much here offensively. They're not finishing like they were early in this game around the rim, and Indiana has come up with stop after stop. Penn State, Don, hadn't scored in over right around 5 minutes of play. Indiana's got to take advantage of this here the next 1 minute, 40 seconds.
Indiana will have the basketball. The inbound from Leo gives it to Miles Rice. Double team. Throws it back to Leo. He'll bring it up the court. Leo stops. Gives it over to Trey Galloway near midcourt. And Galloway on the dribble against DeMarco Dunn. Galloway Starts it to the right, pulls up, throws it left side to Ibaka. Ibaka right back, cross courts it over to Rice. Rice pulls up for a jump shot and misses a tip out into the hands of Galloway, who takes it down low, and he threw it into the... Oh, he got it to Anthony Leo.
Got lucky.
He did get lucky there. I thought he was almost up and down. Now Galloway with the basketball. Outside, throws it into Ballo down inside. Lays it up. Whistle blows. Offensive foul on Umar. Ballo picks up the personal. He is really unhappy about that call.
Hey, 11, you do that
so,
every time.
101 to go here in this first half. Indiana basketball. Or rather, a Penn State basketball with Indiana up to 29-27. Now, here is Carter with it. Right side pass to Kern. Kern holds on to the wing. Brings it back to the top. Down low he goes. Stripped away, but a foul is called. And the foul call is going to go on Ballo, and he's got picked up two quick ones here. So Ballo picks up two quick fouls. That's not good for Indiana. Umar pleading his case here with the official.
The coaching staff has not liked that last charge call on Ballo. And he's done a really nice job not fouling at all in this half, and all of a sudden back-to-back plays picks up two fouls here. So Lane Hatton is going to be coming in for him.
Nick Kern at the free throw line. Kern fires it up there good. He's got his fifth point of the game, and he'll have a second attempt. 79% free throw shooter Kern on the season. He is their fifth starter, or their sixth starter, I should say, because he comes off the bench most of the time, but he is a big factor for this Penn State ball club. One more shot coming to him. He'll try to tie things at 29 off. He hits it with 47.6 seconds left in the half. And he got it, and it's 6 points now for Kern. Indiana ball, Leo inbound. Anthony looks and gets it into Trey Galloway. Galloway slows it down, then brings it up against Kern. Gets it across the timeline. On the dribble. Trey works it out near midcourt. Kern all over him. Throws it over to Hatton. Hatton runs right into Hatton. Goes Kern. Almost got knocked to the floor. Rice has got the ball now in the right wing. Miles drives it across the key. He turns around, and he got called for traveling. Yeah, he lost his balance, kind of fell forward, couldn't control the basketball. Obviously, he controlled the basketball, but he couldn't control his feet, and he gets called for traveling. So that turnover against Indiana is significant because now there's 22.7 seconds left, and it gives Penn State an opportunity to take the lead in the halftime.
Yeah, if I'm Coach Mike Rhodes here, I put in my two guys with two fouls here. Get one shot. Ace Baldwin Jr. is back in the game. Hicks is back in the game. That's exactly what he's done. He's subbed them back in here for the last possession.
Indiana with eight turnovers here in the first half. That's the total they had in the game against Rutgers the other day. Here's Baldwin across the timeline. Ace moves it to the right side. Ace drives it to the top. Now tries to penetrate. Gets down low. Throws up a shot. Tipped away. Galloway's got it. Trey brings it up the court. Half-court shot on the way. Banks off the back of the rim. No good. And we are at halftime. And we are deadlocked at 29-29 in a ball game that was very hotly contested from the very beginning. And these two ball clubs are going in with no advantage. 29 all tied. The break as Indiana and Penn State playing a really good basketball game here at the Palestra in Philadelphia. We'll see how the second half plays out here as Goody will inbound for Indiana to start the second half. It's Goody, Miles Rice, Umar Ballo, Mackenzie Ibaka, and Trey Galloway, the official starters in the ball game as well. And Yannick Conan Niederhauser is in there along with Zach Hicks, I should say. Freddie DeLeon is out there. Ace Baldwin is back on the floor. Puff Johnson is also there as the starters for Penn State. Baldwin and Hicks both got into foul trouble in the first half, as did Luke Goody with two, but nobody picked up a third. So here's Miles Rice with the ball, and he brings it across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing, pulls up, lets fly a jump shot, misses it short, rebound taken out of there by Galloway, down low to Ballo. Ballo throws it back outside. They get Mackenzie Ibaka in the corner for three, and he hits! And Ibaka gives Indiana the lead. A three-pointer for Ibaka, his second of the ball game. He's got eight. Up the floor, Ace Baldwin across the timeline. Baldwin clears it over to Kern, or rather to Hicks. Now out to Johnson and then to Baldwin. Baldwin drives it right backside to Hicks. Then back outside to Baldwin, and Baldwin drives it to the left wing. Then gives it off to Niederhauser, who feeds it off to Baldwin for a three. Try, it's no good. The rebound is tipped out, and it's going to be picked up by Baldwin. Baldwin drives it out top of the key. Hicks fires a three-pointer. He missed it. The rebound to Miles Rice for Indiana. Rice roars it up the court, throws it outside to Mbako. Mbako drives inside, lays it up, and scores! Mackenzie Mbako, his 10th point of the game, and Indiana suddenly on top by five, and a turnover by Penn State. Mbako for three more! Yes! And a quick timeout! Mike Rhodes not happy right now. The Hoosiers on a roll to start the second half, and Mbako is the guy that's leading the charge. He's thrown in 8 points here in just, what, a minute and 12 seconds.
What a start by Mbako. First, it was the three in the corner off of an offensive rebound. Then it was the driving two. Then he gets another three off of a turnover. So all five guys played well, but it's Mbako that's making the shots.
And timeout on the floor by Rhodes, and we'll be back after this message. This is IU Basketball on the Carasaurus Radio Network from Learfield.
Man, if you're Coach Mike Rhodes from Penn State, you cannot be happy with the way that your team has started this second half. A bad turnover on that last possession led to a wide-open three from Mbako. But the Nittany Lions have also allowed Indiana to come up with a couple offensive rebounds to start this second half, second-chance opportunities. And it's been Mackenzie Mbako who's been the guy that's making the shots for Indiana. But he's getting looks because of his teammates and how they're playing with the energy and effort here early in the second half.
Pop Johnson will inbound to Ace Baldwin. Ball brought up by Baldwin. Gets it across the timeline. Guarded by Galloway. Fires it over to Hicks. Brings it outside to Pop Johnson with a pass. Right side pass goes to DeLeon. He feeds it to Baldwin, who drives it to the top. Throws it back out to Johnson for a drive himself. Throws it up. Misses the shot. And Ballo comes up with a rebound. Down the floor to Galloway. Nice feed to Miles Rice. Lays it up and in. Indiana just continues. And what do we got? A player down at the other end holding his head on the floor. That looks like Puff Johnson.
Yeah, he tried to get back up, and then he fell back down. So hopefully it's not... Yeah, he looks dazed right now, Don.
He does. He looks like he's... I don't know if he's concussed. I mean, he's struggling a little bit.
Yeah, he is. He's the player that went up for the layup attempt. Galloway had a really nice contest. There was some contact, but no foul. And Puff Johnson looks to have hit the back of his head as it came down.
That basket by Rice was his first points of the ball game, but he's affected this game in other ways.
No doubt about it. You know, great point guards, Don. They don't always have to score points. Steph Curry's kind of ruined it for everybody. You know, they all think you got to shoot threes. But Miles has just done a great job pushing the ball in transition, finding open guys. Defensively, he's been spectacular here today. He's got two steals, but it's not just the two steals. He's guarding the ball well. He's got energy. He's just doing everything for Indiana right now.
I think they've taken Johnson to the locker room. I don't see him over there on the bench now. Indiana, or Penn State, rather, their basketball. Hicks with it. And here's a dribble by Baldwin, takes it left side, pulls up, throws up a little left-hand runner that sticks in the back of the rim, and it will be Penn State's basketball out of bounds. Stuck there for just a second. Inbound will be made by Ace Baldwin. Baldwin looks and having some problems. Now he gets it in to Hicks in the left corner. He's guarded by Miles Rice. Throws it outside to Kern. He whips it over to DeLeon. DeLeon brings it back with a dribble on the left side of the circle. Then back out to Baldwin. Baldwin now trying to penetrate. Down low. Nice feed. Kern misses a slam dunk into the hands of Mackenzie Mbako. And Indiana's back in the attack. Miles Rice with the basketball. Rice on the dribble out near midcourt. Slows things down here. Works to the right, throws it left to Trey Galloway. Galloway between the circles. He turns around, backs it out against Baldwin, feeds it over to Ballo out on the top of the key. Ballo gives it right, whoop, now fits in the corner to Galloway, who drives it, bounces in the corner. They whip it around the perimeter. Mackenzie Mbako will fire up a three and miss it this time. Rebound taken away. Indiana's got it, put back up, no good, but Ballo's there for the rebound, good, and Indiana scores again.
Luke Goody with the offensive rebound. Didn't make the shot, but gave Indiana some life.
16 points for Ballo. Now, Here is DeLeon. Drives it to the baseline. Cut off by Rice. DeLeon drives it into the lane now. Throws it up. Blocked away by Bono. Picked up by Mbako. Then stolen by Curran. Down the floor they go to DeLeon, and he lays it up and in. And finally, they're on the board here in the second half. 4 points now for DeLeon. 41-31. Indiana leads it by 10 right now. It was 12. Here's the pass over to Umar. Bolo turns around against Niederhauser. Hangs onto the ball, then fires it off left to Mbako. Mbako down in the corner to Goody for a three try. Bingo! And Luke Goody scores his ninth point of the game. Indiana on fire here in the second half. Across the timeline, DeLeon drives it into the lane. Scoops and throws it back outside. Got away with a travel, it looked like. Here's Hicks on a spin move. Throws it up. Won't go. Rebound tipped in the air. Niederhauser puts it back up and in. 4 points now for Niederhauser. One of the few times that he's had the better of Bolo. 44-33, Indiana by 11. Here is Rice driving it down to the lane. Throws up a runner. Won't go, but he'll go to the line.
It's so nice to have a point guard that can just do that. Beat that first guy, get deep into the teeth of the defense, and then Rice has shown the ability to get fouled, finish around the rim. He's going to be going to the free throw line here for two.
And timeout on the floor with 15:58 on the clock. And we're back here in a moment with Indiana leading this ball game 44-33 over Penn State. Right after these messages, this is IU Basketball on the Carasaurus Radio Network from Learfield.
Mbako's really been the offense here in the second half, but the first half was led by Bolo. 16 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists in this ballgame. He's got his double-double. Mbako shooting the ball, 3 of 7 from downtown, 5 of 10 from the field. Goody's knocking down shots now, 2 of 4 from downtown, 9 points for Luke Goody. Indiana's just been spectacular here the first 4 minutes of this second half, out to an 11-point lead. Just exactly what the doctor ordered here. How many times on the road, Don, have we played a good first half, and then the second half you come out flat? It's just you can't do that and win in this league. Well, that hasn't happened here this afternoon. Indiana has come out on fire in the second half, and they've come out and taken an 11-point lead with 16 minutes left to go in this ballgame.
Bolo has sat down again right now and getting a little bit of a rest. Rankin Hatton has replaced him. Miles Rice will go to the free throw line as we continue play here. Rice with just 2 points in the ball game, scored on a layup and knocks down his third point of the ball game now. He is one of those guys that infects the game in so many different ways. Today, not so much scoring-wise, but in other areas. Second shot, yeah, this one didn't go. Rare miss for him. He's a 92% free throw shooter. Ball in the hands of Ace Baldwin, and Penn State brings it back up the floor. Indiana's lead at 12. Here's a drive by Baldwin, and he gets it to the rim and scores the basket. He's got his 6 point. And all the points that they have scored, except for free throws in this ballgame, have been in the paint. Unbelievable. Here's Rice across the timeline. Drives it all the way to the hole. He will lay it up. He missed it. Rebound knocked away from Hatton and picked up by Ace Baldwin. Back comes Penn State. Baldwin kicks it off to Niederhauser, and he slams it home. 6 point for Niederhauser. And suddenly Penn State on a little bit of a run here. 45-37 the lead for Indiana. Here's Miles Rice across the timeline. Takes it to the left to Goody. Weaves it out front to Galloway. Then he gives it to Rice on the left wing. Rice on the dribble. DeMarco Dunn in the ballgame for Penn State on Rice. Here's the pass to Goody. Down to the corner to Mbako. Mbako fakes. And now dribbles it once, twice. Trying to back away from Kern. Forces a fadeaway three. And he hits it. But it was a two, nevertheless, a tremendous turnaround shot. That reminds me of Ace Bailey.
Yes, it does. Shot clock was winding down. I think it was less than 5 seconds left to go.
Mbako with 15 points now. Here's Ace Bailey knocking down a little push shot. His 8th point of the ballgame. I think Goody had a piece of that ball on the block initially, but he still was able to get up over the top of him. Now Galloway goes to Hatton. In the corner to Miles Rice. He'll let go of three. Off the rim, no. Rebound tapped in the air and picked up by Hicks. Back the other way to Baldwin. Baldwin forces it up the floor. Quick Hicks three-pointer. Rims out. Rebound comes to Miles Rice, and DeMarco Dunn gets called for a foul.
Yeah, Coach Woodson's bringing back in Ballo. I think that's a good move. Tucker is also coming back in. He had a nice first half for Indiana. You know, I think the momentum here has changed just a bit. Ace Baldwin Jr. from Penn State starting to make plays here at the offensive end for the Nittany Lions. He's been kind of non-existent up to this point in the game. The last couple minutes, boy, he has been really good making plays for Penn State.
Bryson Tucker comes into the ballgame for Indiana now. Galloway gets a blow. Rice brings it up across the timeline. Rice got it by DeMarco Dunn right now. Rice starts it to the right side, takes it to the wing, pulls up, bounces to Umar. Umar gives it outside into the hands of Mbako. McKenzie hands it off to Luke Goody, who sweeps it to the left side. Back out it comes to Bryson Tucker. Tucker kicks it on the right side to Rice for three, and he bingos it. Miles Rice comes up with his sixth point of the ball game and a three there. And Indiana right back on top by 11, 50-39. Here's Baldwin with the basketball. And a foul called on Miles Rice. Rice picks up his second. And the Penn State fan base here gives him a kind of the raspberry type cheer.
Well, he made a shot after the whistle blew, and they were giving him grief because I think this crowd recognizes that Penn State has not made any jump shots here in this ballgame.
Here's the pass inside. It goes to Goodman. The freshman is checked in for Penn State. Now here is Kern. Kern drives it into the lane, falls down. The ball goes out of bounds. Indiana basketball.
It's travel. I don't know why they don't call.
He was out of control.
Out of control. Indiana pulled the chair on him a little bit. That's what Kern wants to do. He wants to get to the rim. Indiana understands he is searching for contact. They pulled the chair on him. Nobody was home. And he I thought he traveled, but he threw it out of bounds.
Goody gives the tight to Bryson Tucker. He brings it up the floor. Gives it to Goody on the left side for three more. This one bounces around and drops in. How about that? Goody with his third three. His 12th point of the ball game. Indiana on fire from the three-point line here in the second half. Deflected ball comes in the hands of DeMarco Dunn. He clicks it out to Ace Baldwin, who drives inside, throws it up, won't go, but he is fouled on the play, and I think Goody just picked up number three. So Luke Goody picks up his third personal foul of the ball game. But this is two games in a row where Indiana's had a couple of players hit three three-pointers. He and Mbako today for three each. See if they can keep that going.
And now 7 of 18 from downtown. Now that's almost 40%. So what was a really bad start to the game shooting threes has really picked up here in the second half.
Free throw on its way from Ace Baldwin. He knocks that one down. He's got his ninth point of the afternoon. He's been making a lot of his points at the free throw line of late. He had 15 free throw points in that contest against Northwestern. Hicks now sits down. Puff Johnson back in the game, so that's good news to see that he's not hurt. And that's 10 points now for Baldwin, who picks up the two free throws there for Penn State. Indiana's up now 53-41, 12:57 to go in this contest. Hoosiers in control at this point. The pass comes into Rice. It's knocked away out of bounds by DeMarco Dunn, and Indiana will get another inbound pass from Anthony Leal now. A lot of full court pressure going to be applied here. The two officials conversing out there now. And I think maybe something with a shot clock or the play clock of some kind. I don't know. Official came over, said something to the scorer's bench. Now we're ready to go. 29 on the shot clock. And the inbound taken by Miles Rice. Done on him. Rice will bring it up. Rice forces it across the timeline in a hurry. Goes outside with a pass to Leo. Leo gives it back out, dribbles it back out between the circles. Now dribbles it to the right side, hands it off to Mbako. Mbako, 10 of the shot clock, gives it to Marbolo. He drives inside the lane, throws it up, won't go, blocking foul called. And Umar will go back to the free throw line.
That was a mini little baby Euro step there from Umar Ballo. He had a straight line drive right down the middle. The defense was waiting there to take a charge. And at 7 foot, 200, and how many pounds?
260.
260. Ballo fakes to the right, gets just enough angle on the left, and draws the foul. Little Euro step from Ballo to get to the free throw line.
So Umar with 16 points in this ballgame, goes to the stripe for the fourth time today. He's hit 4 of 6 so far, and that one bounces off the back of the rim. So Umar has missed three in this contest, but he's made four. Well over 500. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Just keep knocking out at least one out of
that
two.
That was back of the rim. It looked good. Just didn't go down.
And Umar's second toss on its way. This one's good. And Umar Bala continues his hot hand today. 17 points now. Indiana up 54-41. Now here's Carter. Javon Carter back in the ballgame for Penn State. Drives it to the left. Kicks it outside to Kern, who drives and lays it in. I'll tell you, he got away with the travel there, too. That was Kern's eighth point of the ballgame. I'm thinking this is starting to look more like NBA basketball. Here is Trey Galloway. He'll bring it up. Gallo across the timeline, drives it down into the lane. He will lay it up and in. Nobody there to stop him. Niederhauser didn't get over in time, and Trey Galloway picks up his fourth point of the game. Now, ball in the hands of Kern once again. Takes it in the lane, kicks it out to DeMarco Dunn for a three. He missed it. And the rebound, Bryson Tucker for Indiana. Back the other way, Tucker gives it to Anthony Leal. Leal bounces down low to Umar. Umar turns around, trying to work against Niederhauser. On the dribble now, one dribble, little hook, good! And Umar Bolo gets his 19th point of the day. Man, has he been a factor. Now, Carter gives it to Hicks. Make a Kern across the timeline. Kern drives again into the lane. He lays it up and missed it. Umar comes up with a rebound. Got hammered from behind. No call. Back the other way comes Galloway for Indiana. Trey with it. On the perimeter, dribbles it outside, slides it right, dumps it in the corner to Anthony Leal. Leal wouldn't take the shot. Drives it across the key, gives it back outside to Mackenzie Mbako. Mbako drives the baseline, and he gets hammered. The ball gets tipped away, stolen by Penn State. The other side, it's Kern down inside, throws it up and got it. Wow, what a shot by Nick Kern. He had English on that one, and it goes down for his 10th point. Don't know what the Penn State fans are screaming about, but here comes Trey Galloway, throws it outside to Bolo. He gets it to Leo. Anthony brings it back over to Galloway, and a timeout is called. Mike Woodson not happy with something that Galloway did. Whatever the case, Indiana gets a quick timeout here. Will this be a 30? I would assume so, or maybe not. Looks like it's going to be a full go. So timeout on the floor with 10:35 left. Indiana right now is leading 58-45. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball, the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield.
Well, defensively, you could tell here for Indiana, the game plan has been take away the jump shots, make Penn State try to finish over the top of Indiana's big man, Umar Bolo. And you could just look at the stats. 40 points in the paint for Penn State. Of the 45 they have done, 40 of them are inside the paint. Where'd the other five come from? The free throw line. The Nittany Lions have not made a jump shot outside of the paint all afternoon long. Now, there's 10 minutes left to go here in this ballgame. This game's three-fourths done. And Indiana's defense have taken away the three-point shot. They've taken away the 15-footer. They're just making Penn State try to finish over Indiana's bigs. And for the most part, it's worked here. Penn State shooting 43% from the field on their home court. 0-for-12 from downtown. Defensively, the Hoosiers' defense kept them in the game in the first half, and it was only a matter of time. Now the offense is clicking. Hoosiers out to a 13-point lead.
So let's see here. Indiana sends out Umar, Trey Galloway, Kanan Carlisle's in the game for the first time of the second half, Anthony Leal, and Bryson Tucker for IU. Right now, the Hoosiers with a 13-point advantage, and Carlisle will inbound the ball. He gets it in to Trey Galloway. Galloway turns, dribbles right, gives it back to Anthony Leal. He bounces down low to Umar, backs his way in against Niederhauser. The ball's blocked away. He got hammered from behind. No call there.
They did a lot on the arm. Yeah, a lot on the arm. Can't believe they didn't blow that whistle.
They did it when it went out of bounds.
Yeah. Really good set, though. You got the ball to Bolo 5 feet from the rim.
Galloway will trigger it in. Looks, gets it into Umar. He feeds it right back to Galloway for a three try, and he hit it! Trey Galloway, his seventh point of the game, his first three of this contest, and Indiana jumps the lead to 16. Here's a drive by Kern. He went up and down, got away with it, and lays it in. Did he not go up and down?
I think the ball deflection. Was, yeah, I think it was tipped.
12 points now for Kern. They still haven't made a jump shot.
No.
Here is Trey Galloway. Dribbles it to the right side. Feeds it out to Umar. Umar faces Niederhauser. Dribbles it once. Gives it to Carlisle. Carlisle dribbles. Finds a 15-foot jump shot. He can't make it. And the rebound goes down to Puff Johnson. Off the ball one. Up the floor quickly. De Leon. He drives inside. Scoops it with a left hand and got the roll. Really nice move by Freddie De Leon for his 6 points. Indiana back on top of the basketball. Leal drives it into the lane, kicks it in the corner. It goes to Carlisle. Little 12-footer is no good. Rebound tipped out. Whistle and a foul call, I think, is going to go on Umar.
Man, Carlisle still struggling shooting the ball. He's had two 15-footers, wide open pull-up jump shots here the last couple possessions. Just not able to knock it down for Indiana. Got to be in his head right now.
So, Baldwin brings it up. Gets it across the timeline. Gives it to De Leon. Then outside to Puff Johnson. Goes to Kern. Kern drives to the right. Goes to the rim. Throws up a reverse layup and they throw it in. That looked like Indiana was just tired that time. Kern's got 14 points now. Here's a jump pass. It goes over to Trey Galloway. Drives it inside. Back out it comes to Carlisle. He feeds Bryson Tucker. Tucker right back to Trey Galloway. And Galloway works it to the left side on the wing. Gets it down low. And turns around. Brings it back outside with a dribble. Bounces into Leal. And Anthony Leal gets hit to the deck. Leal goes down. So does De Leon. And I think Anthony's okay. De Leon gets up a little bit slower. And there's 3 seconds on the clock. There was a foul call or not?
Oh, yeah, there was a foul call. And they're going to review it here. I don't know what they're going to be reviewing, but they're going to be reviewing it here. It was a very violent collision as the defender jumped up in the air. Leo kind of jumped up into him, and the Penn State defender kind of flipped in the air. You get to be right next to the replay monitor here, though.
I am. I'm going to look at it here. I'm going to see what they might see. I don't know. It looks like the ball was bounced inside. It went to Anthony Leal. Leal dribbled one time. Tries to go up here, and I think right on top of him was Freddie De Leon. You know, I don't know what they called a foul, so I don't know what the problem was.
Yeah, it just doesn't fall under the flagrant category, in my opinion, at all. It's a very violent collision, very dangerous play, but it's a basketball play, no doubt about it. Leo's right underneath the basket. Yep, De Leon just jumps right on top of him as he's trying to go up. No, they might be calling him to see if he was grabbing on the shoulder on the way down, but that's not flagrant. That's just him just trying to protect himself there, Don.
Exactly. I don't think there'll be anything different than what we saw as a common foul here.
Yeah, now Leo was going up, so he's going to go to the free throw line here shooting two. He doesn't get a lot of free throw attempts. He's a good shooter, but I've been there. When you don't get a lot of attempts throughout the season and then all of a sudden you got to knock down two, you know, it just takes a little bit of reps to kind of get your rhythm going at the free throw line. Hopefully Anthony can knock a couple down.
Anthony shot one, I believe, in that game against Rutgers the other night, and he missed, or it was one of two, I think it was.
Yep.
So he's 5 of 8 on the year. He's averaging only 2.4 points. He almost never takes shots in a ballgame. He's 6 of 7 from the field in ball games this year coming into this contest. So
yeah, they're gonna move this to a flagrant one.
Wow.
And that's gonna go in Indiana's favor here, Don. But I don't like the call at all. I think that is they're calling him for wrapping around Anthony's. He's going up, but De Leon's trying to protect himself. I mean, he's on his way down. If he doesn't do something to hold on, you know, he lands straight on his head there. I'm having trouble believing they're upgrading this to a flagrant one.
Well, Mike Rhodes is not happy about it, and he can't get DJ Carstensen's attention here. So Anthony Leal is going to go to the free throw line. And he'll get his chance to make free throws here. And then Indiana will get the basketball. So Anthony Leal, no points in this ball game, and he misses the first one. And he's a good free throw shooter. So you're right. It does take time, doesn't it? Trying to get your rhythm back. Second shot on its way. Good. He hits one of two. Indiana gets the basketball back. The Hoosiers are up 11, 62 to 51 with 8:40 to go. Crowd here not pleased about that call either. The inbound comes to Anthony Leo from Trey, outside to Umar. Bolo hands it back to Galloway. Another three on the way. Off the mark this time, and a rebound to Niederhauser. And Penn State's back in the attack. Down the floor in a hurry is DeLeon, all the way to the hole. Throws it up and got in the foul. DeLeon has got his 8 point of the game.
Now Penn State all of a sudden knocking down easy baskets around the rim. They have made their last five field goal attempts. And again, we'll say it, they're all right around the rim. They're not shooting jump shots. They're attacking the basket. Indiana's got to sprint back at their half-court defense set up, because right now, early in the possession, it is way too easy for Penn State to get to the rim.
DeLeon with 8 points now, looking for his ninth. He's already got the ball, or he's got the score down in 9 points. He can make it an 8-point ball game if he hits this one. Leo sits down. Goody comes back in. And DeLeon at the strike. Eyes it and misses. And the rebound comes to Trey Galloway. And we got a foul on the floor against Indiana. And they're whistling this one against who?
They call that on Tucker?
I guess they did.
Well, as said, he was holding on the block out there. So that's only, okay, so it's under the bonus. So here Penn State's going to have it underneath.
So in batting will be Baldwin. Gets it into Kern. Kern throws it back out to Ace Baldwin. And Baldwin holds and drives it to the right into the free throw lane. He will pull up and jump it inside to Niederhauser, who was looking facing the basket, and the ball, he never saw the ball coming. Ace Baldwin thought that he was looking, and he wasn't. And so Indiana gets it on the turnover. Luke Goody just throw it in. Now he calls a quick timeout. So Goody calls a timeout because nobody could get it in, or at least he couldn't find a man to throw it to. And so this will be a short timeout here for Indiana. But both these, well, that's going to be a long one. 8:14 to go. This is a full timeout here for these two ball clubs. And right now, Indiana leads at 62 to 53 with 8:14 left. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield. Goody inbounds to Trey Galloway. He throws it to Miles Rice, who's back in, and Miles will bring it up. Rice gets it across the timeline and goes to Trey Galloway. Galloway out near midcourt, guarded by Ace Baldwin. Bounces to Bryson Tucker. Jump pass inside to Umar. He couldn't handle it. Whistle blows. And we got a foul call, I think, on Puff Johnson. And the fans don't like that call. That'll be his third. So Indiana will have it out of bounds. That's team foul five on Penn State. Here's the inbound to Tucker with a quick jump shot. He rims it out, and back down the floor comes Penn State. Ace Baldwin with the ball across the timeline. Baldwin gives it over to Kern. Kern drives it right. Right inside he goes, throws it up, misses the shot, but does. He will go to the free throw line, and Trey Galloway gets called for the foul on him, his second.
I'll tell you what, man. This Nick Kern, he is attacking the rim. I mean, it's tough to guard when a guy is that kind of committed to attacking the rim. Now, Indiana's got to take a charge here. I mean, he's going right into the chest of the defense. And instead of trying to take a charge, Indiana's trying to block the shot. Nick Kern has had a ton of success getting to the rim.
At the line, Kern flies this free throw. Good. And Nick Kern now has picked up his 15th point of the day. He's playing really well here this afternoon. He's gotten to the line a bunch. Well, not that much. This is just the second time. I thought he'd been there a bunch, but he's gotten to the rim a bunch is what I should have said, because he has really done all his damage inside. One more free throw coming to him. Kern at the stripe, trying to pull them even closer. He missed the shot, and the rebound of Kenzie Mbako. And Mbako back in the game, gives it to Miles Rice. He feeds Trey Galloway. Gallo gets it across the timeline, throws in the corner to Mbako for a three-pointer. It's good! Mbako's 4-3 of the game, his 18th point of the contest. And Indiana jumps it out once again to an 11-point lead. Here's DeLeon inside to Niederhauser, and he's going to go to the free throw line, fouled on the play. And I think Baldo is the guy who picked it up. It was on Umar, and that'll be his third. And that's team foul 7 on Indiana.
Yeah, that might be his 4th, though. And that's bad news here.
That is 4. You're right.
Yeah, that's going to be Hatton going to have to come in. I'd say for the next 3 to 4 minutes here, Ballo's going to be on the bench.
So Ballo with his 4th foul. Niederhauser at the free throw line. And he got it. Yannick Conan Niederhauser. He's from Franchel, Switzerland. Has his 7th point of the ball game. And trying to pull Penn State back into the single-digit category of being behind by just single digits, and he missed it. Still a 10-point game in Indiana favor, and the ball in the hands of Miles Rice. He tries to bring it up and gets it across the timeline against De Leon. Dribbles it to the right side. Miles still with the basketball. Now works it back and throws it left to Mackenzie Abaco. Looked at the long three. That would have been a really long one. Nevertheless, he's on the dribble now. Feeds it back out to Trey Galloway. Galloway slides it to the left. Throws it back to Mbako. Down inside to Hatton. Down in underneath, and they threw it away. Hatton couldn't handle it. Somebody got a hand on it. Here's Kern. He drives to the rim. Kicks it outside. A 3 on the way by Dilly. Oh! And they finally have an outside jump shot that goes down. Dilly Owens, 11th point of the game. That's their first shot outside the paint that they've made. Ball in the hands of Miles Rice. You can tell that really fired up the Penn State crowd here today. Miles Rice throws it out to Luke Goody. Goody clears it over to Galloway. Galloway now getting pressure out there against Baldwin. Turns around. Now, looks, throws it over to Mbako. Mbako drives down low, throws it up, whistle blows, traveling call on McKenzie.
And this place is starting to erupt on.
So Indiana turns it over.
6 of their last 6 field goals Penn State's made here. And what was at one point, double-digit lead has shrunk all the way back down to 7 here. The Nittany Lions have climbed and clawed their way right back into this ballgame.
Here's Baldwin, brings it up. 6:04 to go in this one. Baldwin gets a little traffic, throws it over here to the left side to DeLeon, gives to Hicks, and then to Kern. Kern's been making it happen a lot. Back out to Hicks. Hicks fakes, drives into the lane, throws it outside. This is Kern for 3. He hit it.
And all of a sudden, they have found the range. That's 18 now for Nick Kern. And this ball game is a brand new game. It's a 4-point contest, and we got a foul on DeLeon. DeLeon picks up the personal. That will be his 2nd of the game, and it will. They're not at the free throw line yet. That's still 6.
Yep, just 6 there. So next one's Indiana's going to be at the free throw line here. And Hoosiers have not gotten to the line too much here today, but this is a ball game here. 4-point lead for Indiana. Penn State's got all the momentum. Hoosiers on a little bit of a scoring drought here. Haven't scored a single point in the last 2 minutes. And since then, Penn State's gone on a 7-0 run to climb back into the game.
That was a 3rd foul on DeLeon, and he goes and sits down. Puff Johnson back in. Here's Goody. Gives it outside to Miles Rice. Penn State fans really into it now. Here is. Bounce pass down low to Umar. Inside, puts it up. Got it! And a foul. Umar Ballo. A big smile on his face as he comes to the free throw line. Indiana has 21 out of Umar in this ball game, but he's got 4 fouls, and he has really got to be careful.
Yeah, no doubt about it, but offensively, a great pass there by Miles Rice. Penn State's been aggressive on those ball screens. They're blitzing the ball screens. Those bigs are really aggressive trying to stop the dribble penetration, but Rice found Ballo, picked up his dribble early, found Ballo right in the middle of the paint with a beautiful bounce pass. And Ballo did what he's done all game long, which is finish right around the rim.
Puff Johnson goes back to the bench now, and DeLeon comes back in. Umar Ballo to the free throw line with 21 points today. His high at Indiana is 25. He's had a heck of a game. He had a double-double in the first half. Ballo eyes the attempt on its way, and he hit it. Boy, he looks good shooting him today, doesn't he?
He does.
22 points for Umar Ballo. Indiana takes the lead back up to 7. 68-61. Baldwin with it. Takes it right side. Back to the left. Into the lane. Got away with a travel there. They get a nice feed into Kern, and he's got his 20th point. Man, has he come alive in this one. And it's 68-63. It's a 5-point contest. Crowd really into it now. Here is Miles Rice. Gives it over to Galloway. Trey. Turns around, dribbles against Baldwin. Back out near midcourt. Slides it to the right. Lobs it into Umar down low. Umar kicks it out to Mbako. Mbako drives into the lane. Throws the runner up and missed it. Rebound batted away, and Ace Baldwin comes away with the ball. He's had a break down the floor. Feeds it over to DeLeon. He missed the shot, but he's fouled. Well, this one has gotten frantic here. And they're going to have a chance to go to the free throw line and knock a five-point lead down even closer. And it will be DeLeon who will go to the strike. 4:41 left in this one. That foul was called on Trey Galloway. That is his third. And to the line, Freddie DeLeon, who is shooting 65% at the stripe. He is 0-for-1 in this game from the line. He has 11 points. And that free throw is no good. Short. So he'll have one more. Galloway will get a rest here as Anthony Leal checks in. So you got Leal, Mbako, Ballo, Goody, and Miles Rice. And Umar's the one that's got to be careful. 4:41 left. DeLeon eyes number two and missed it. And the rebound comes to Mbako. He missed them both. Back the other way. Rice with the basketball. And slows things down now. Backs it out. Miles with the basketball. Moves to the left side. Throws it back to Goody. Luke Goody on the right wing. Hands to Leo. Anthony. Double team comes. Clears it over to Rice. Rice out of the between the circles. Eight on the shot clock. Rice tries to take it in the lane. Throws up a runner. Won't go. Bolo with a rebound. He gets fouled.
Bolo again. So active on the offensive glass.
And so Umar Bolo, once again, he will go to the free throw line. Eight fouls on both ball clubs team-wise. So it is a bonus situation in this case, I think. That wasn't the act of shooting, was it?
No, so this will be a one-and-one here.
So Umar has a chance here. You got 22 points. This will be a one-and-bonus. Got to make the first to get a chance at the second. Umar with 22 in the game. Been good at the stripe all afternoon. Throws this one up and hits it. And Umar Bolo feeling more comfortable every time now. 23 points for him. Two away from his Indiana high. His career high is 30 points in the ballgame. That, of course, at Arizona. Umar takes his time, takes the long look, bounces it three or four times. Eyes it, flies it, and missed it. And the rebound to Goody. And he called a quick timeout. Did he get the timeout called or no? They say no.
He said he stepped out of bounds before he called timeout. That was close.
I thought he was in the air when he called timeout.
Again, Luke Goody crashing the glass here, getting another rebound for Indiana. Hoosiers have 13 offensive rebounds here compared to only 8 for Penn State. So they've been the aggressor, rebounding the ball. 6-point lead, just over 4 minutes left to go here in the second half.
Here is Ace Baldwin. He'll bring it up. Anthony Leal on him. Baldwin hands it off to Kern. Drives it down low. Pulls this one out. Now drives it again. Pulls outside. Throws up a hook shot. Won't go. Tipped away. Whistle blows. Another foul called on Indiana. Is this on Goody? I take it back. I think it's on Mbako.
On the rebound there, so this will be Niederhauser, the 7-footer for Penn State, going to the line. Tell me how good of a free throw shooter he is.
63%.
Now, he looked really good the first time he took that free throw, so he's got a nice touch for a 7-footer.
Yep, he's got 7 points in this ball game. And throws this one up there, no good. Rebound comes to Goody. I love it.
I'll take credit.
Here's almost a steal. Rice had it, and he got hit. And I think there's going to be a foul on DeLeon again.
It's going to be battle of the free throws here.
Whoa. Got people. Rice being shoved away by Luke Goody. DeLeon, I don't know what happened there. And we'll see what they call here.
DeLeon, just a common foul here, which will put Miles Rice at the free throw 1-1.
That would be DeLeon's fourth foul, I believe. if that's the case. Well, we got timeout on the floor. The score, Indiana 69, Penn State 63, 3:54 left in this one. We're back in a moment. This is IU Basketball on the CareSource Radio Network from Learfield. Goody's in there with Ballo, Mackenzie Abaco, and Anthony Leal, and Miles Rice knocks down the free throw. So he's got his 7 point. He'll have a chance for number two. And trying to give Indiana a little more cushion here with an 8 point lead if he can hit the second, and he does exactly that. 8 points now for Miles Rice. Ace Baldwin with the ball. Up the court, gets it across the timeline, guarded by Anthony Leal. Drives it to the left side, down low, cut off, throws it out to Hicks. He fakes the three, drives it into the lane, turns around, throws up a rudder, a whistle blows, and a foul is called on Indiana. And Miles Rice just picked up the third foul.
Good job by Goody. Zach Hicks is the number one three-point shooter for Penn State. He's over 44% on the season. And that time, Coach Mike Rhodes ran a set play just for Hicks to catch the ball on the left wing. And you got to credit Luke Goody. He chased around that down screen and did everything in his power to make sure Hicks didn't get a good look. Forced Hicks to get into the lane. He was able to draw the foul, but Goody was the one that took away the three.
Hicks, a 68% free throw shooter, just 2 points today. He has a 12-point scoring average. And he has struggled today to hit shots. Hicks gets the attempt on its way, and he hit it good. He's got his 3rd point of the game. So a slow ball game for Zach Hicks, but number two is also good. So he hits both of those. They were key. 4 points now for Hicks. Inbound Goody finds Rice. Rice will bring it up against DeLeon. 71-65, 6 point game. Here is Rice between the circles, slows things down a little bit. DeLeon picks him up a little tighter now. Slides to the right with a dribble. Miles bounces into Marbono, slams it home. All by himself down low, 25 points for him. He has got his single game high at Indiana. Now here's Baldwin on a drive to the hole. He throws it up and he got it. Ace Baldwin now has got his 8 point. Make that his 12th point of the ball game. And back the other way comes Indiana's Miles Rice. 3 minutes, 3 seconds to go. Rice now out near midcourt, slows things down. On the dribble to the right, dumps it back to Goody. Down to the corner to Anthony Leal for a three, and it's off the rim, though. Mackenzie Abaco may have pushed off on the rebound. And Abaco doesn't believe the call, but he gets nailed on it, and that is his third.
That's going to put Kern to the free throw line here, shooting two. There was a little bit of contact there. Ah, man, that's a tough foul call there by DJ Carson. I mean, Mbako's just had some troubles here and foul trouble here, but I don't know. The guy crashing the glass didn't really impact the play at all, but it's going to hit Kern going to the free throw line here, shooting two.
So Kern gets a chance to draw even closer for Penn State. 6 point game right now. He can make it a 4 point game if he can knock them both in. Kern goes to the line with 20 points today. Now 20 points. He missed the first one. He was 2 for 2 in the first half, 1 of 2 in the second half until that one. Now he's 1 of 3 in the second half. And Luke Goody gets across the trade sides. He and Galloway on the lane. Rice goes over to talk with Mike Woodson for a second. Crowd still tentative at this point with the game. They're down 6, but Kern can make it closer, and he got that one to go. So that is his 21st point. And Goody inbounds to Trey Galloway, who's back in up the court to Goody. Gets it across the timeline. Slows it on the right wing, throws it outside to Rice. 2:40 on the clock. Miles taking a little time off. Turns around against DeLeon, gets a little bit of screen, works it to the right side. Comes back to the top, then drives it down in the lane. Almost fell over, but retains the dribble, brings it back out. 7 on the shot clock. Rice now throws it out to Trey Galloway. He's going to have to force up a 3. An air ball, and Niederhauser comes away with a rebound. Back comes Penn State. Here's DeLeon. Pulls up. He'll throw it out to Niederhauser. Top of the key. Gives the ball and knocked away and stolen by Trey Galloway. Galloway trying to call timeout, and he got it. Galloway on the deck is a little bit shaken here. And he's going to get up slowly.
What a play by Galloway. Just kind of cut right through that dribble handoff. They're trying to get one at the top of the key. And Galloway got right in that passing, that handoff lane. And when he got that loose ball, called timeout for Indiana. Those are the types of plays, Don, you need to make down the stretch.
Well, whatever he did there, he took a beating to get it done because he is hurting as he walks to that huddle, limping a little bit. I don't know if it was a hip. I couldn't quite tell. But hopefully he's no worse for wear. With 2:05 to go in this ball game, Indiana leading 73-68, and Galloway's going to go to the free throw line when we can return to play here.
It's going to be out of bounds on the sideline.
Oh, you're
here.
Kidding me.
Yeah, Galloway was able to call
a
timeout.
Oh, that was right, a timeout. It wasn't a foul.
Yep. So Penn State's going to be in their press here. So Indiana's got to be really good here. Galloway and Rice have got to be very aggressive trying to get the ball here because Penn State's going to try to deny the inbounds.
Okay, the inbound from Luke Goody gets it into Trey Galloway, forces it up across the timeline, drives it down to the right corner, then brings it back outside. Trey being harassed out there by Ace Baldwin. Galloway turns, still on the dribble, dumps it over to Umar. Oh, he lost the handle. Niederhauser comes away with it, gives it to Baldwin. Baldwin off to Hicks. Hicks fires up a long three, hits it. Zach Hicks knocks in the point. That is his seventh point of the ballgame, his first three of this contest. And this place is a madhouse. We're down to a two-point ball game, and we have a 10-second violation called on Indiana as Miles Rice was leisurely bringing it up the floor and wasn't paying attention to the clock there.
Back-to-back turnovers there. First one by Galloway, second one by Miles Rice. That's exactly what we just talked about. You got to be great taking care of the ball down the stretch. Penn State's pressure is going to be all over you. You just got to handle the ball here.
Inbound comes to Baldwin. They can tie the ball game with a two. Here's Kern. Drives it to the right side. Throws it out to Baldwin. He fakes the three. Now Baldwin dribbles it to the left. Now tries to drive it on Umar. Throws it outside to Hicks. Another long three on the way. This one's no good. And it's out of bounds to Indiana. So the Hoosiers will have a basketball with a two-point lead, 1 minute, 11 seconds to go in this one.
If you got timeouts after you get across the 10-second line here, call timeout, draw up your best play.
Inbound comes to Galloway. Galloway will bring it up. Trey across the timeline. Now works against Baldwin. Gets it to Miles Rice. Rice, 17 on the shot clock. 55 seconds left in the game. Rice lost the handle, got it back, in trouble, throws it down on the right side to Mbako. Mbako works on Kern, dribbles again, forces up a shot, he got fouled.
That's a great call there. Kern got right into the body of Mbako on that turnaround jump shot.
Nick Kern picks up the personal. I think that may be just his second of the ball game.
Yeah. Didn't get a good look, though. I mean, Indiana, surprised. They didn't call a timeout there. They may not have any timeouts left, though. I don't think they do. That's why they didn't get one. So,
Rhodes called a timeout.
Yeah, lucky that you got fouled there on that turnaround jump shot. So, it's going to be Mbako here going to the free throw line for the Hoosiers.
Well, he's a guy you wouldn't mind having going there because he has shot 85% of the season, not quite the high that he had a year ago. And not quite as good as he's capable of shooting free throws, but right now, this Indiana ball club is just hanging on for dear life here in Philadelphia. 42.7 seconds to go in this contest. Indiana leads by two, and Baca will try to make it a four-point advantage. Here we go. Ball in McKenzie's hands. First one on its way. Good! And McKenzie and Baca knocks in his 19th point of the day. He will have a chance for his 20th here. And to give Indiana a four-point lead, it is good. And McKenzie Mbako's got 20. And Indiana leads it 75-71. Baldwin brings it across the timeline. 37 seconds left in the game. Pulls up, gives to Hicks. Hicks fakes the three, fires the three, and misses the three. The rebound tipped in the air. Miles Rice has got it, and I believe a foul's been called.
That's a big-time contest there by Trey Galloway. So aggressive trying to take away the three. He made Hicks shot fake and then take a three that he's not used to taking there. That's just great defense from Indiana to take away the three.
So Indiana with a four-point lead, a chance to advance it to six if the free throws can drop here for Miles Rice, who has 8 points in the ballgame. He's 3 for 4 today at the free throw line, hitting 92% on the season. So Miles Rice, 28.7 seconds to go, pumps up the first one. It is good. 9 now for Rice. He'll have one more. He can make this a 6-point lead for Indiana. Miles Rice, one dribble, eyes it, flies it, and hits it. And Rice has got 10. And Indiana with a 6-point lead. Baldwin down the floor quickly. Baldwin slides it to the right, drives it to the right, pulls up, forces up a long three. It won't go. Rebound tipped out of bounds. It's going to belong to Penn State.
Yeah, they're going to review that. I think it's going to go to Indiana.
I think it might, too.
And you're going to have the best seat in the house here on this replay.
17.6 seconds to go in this contest. Indiana with a 6-point lead. They're going to take a look at it here. I'm going to step away for a second so I can see
better. Just right there. You got the best view in the house at this video replay.
I'm just checking it out here.
Again, though, Indiana being ultra-aggressive, denying the three there, causing Ace Baldwin Jr. to pump fake again. I mean, just Penn State hasn't had any good looks from downtown today. Only 3 of 18 from beyond the three-point line.
Ballo may have got a touch on it.
This replay needs to go Indiana's way, I'm telling you that much.
Yannick Conan-Niederhauser was there. I thought he touched it last, but we're going to see a different view of it, I think. They're going to show it again. A different vantage point, I think.
This is tough. Even with replay, these out-of-bounds plays can be so tough. They slow it down, but the picture gets blurred just a little bit. I've watched it a couple times here, too, Don. I just can't tell. So a lot of times when you have to look at it this many times, you'll get a, you know, it'll stay. It'll, whatever was called on the court will be what they go with. And they went with Penn State ball out-of-bounds underneath.
Call on the floor stands is what DJ Carstensen just said.
Yeah, so Penn State's running out of time here a little bit. You almost got to think that this out-of-bounds underneath, it's going to be in the corner here, which is a tough place to inbounds. But if you're Indiana right now, you're saying to yourself, you're telling your teammates, no threes. Get really aggressive here on taking away the three-point shot. Even if you give up a layup, you know, you put yourself in a spot where it's still a two-possession ball game. No threes right now for Penn State is the key defensively for Indiana.
6-point lead for the Hoosiers, 77-71. It will be Penn State basketball out of bounds. It'll be Nick Kern, who will inbound it. They got Hicks out there, Niederhauser, Baldwin, and Hicks. And here is DeLeon, who lobs, or actually they throw it into Baldwin. He forces up another three. It's picked off by Umar, up the floor to Luke Goody. That's going to do it. Miles Rice will take it in. He will lay it up. He misses the shot, but Niederhauser with a basketball back the other way, but Indiana's going to win the game. Baldwin's shot's blocked. Back out to DeLeon for a three. It's no good. Indiana wins. Wild. What a finish. Indiana hangs on here with a tremendous start to the second half, builds a big lead. Obviously, Penn State fights back in this ball game, and the Hoosiers end up winning it 77-71. A huge victory for the Hoosiers, who now go to 3-1 in Big Ten play. And what a win here this afternoon for Mike Woodson and his crew. Our final again, Indiana 77, Penn State 71.